And before we move on, there's one other matter of law and order to discuss.
Unfortunately, a big news story like Hurricane Irene is always going to steamroll over some unrelated news items that would otherwise deserve more attention. We want to take a moment to acknowledge an important story that got a bit buried over the past few days.
Last Friday, the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling that affirmed, stronger than ever, the rights of individuals to openly record the actions of police officers.
Now, in 2007, a young lawyer named Simon Glick was walking through Boston Common when he saw three police officers arresting a teenager. Glick thought the officers were getting a little rough, so he flipped open his cell phone camera and started shooting a video.
The officers arrested Glick for, in their minds, violating the state's wiretapping law. Even though the whole incident happened out in public and Glick didn't try to conceal the fact that he was recording.
The ACLU took up Glick's case and the courts threw out the charges against him. Since then, the Boston Police Department has been instructing personnel that the state's wiretapping law does not apply to people making unconcealed audio or video recordings in public. But Glick and the ACLU have pressed on, suing the BPD and the individual officers for violating his First Amendment rights.
The officers moved to have the suit dismissed, saying they were just enforcing an interpretation of the law that was handed down to them by their superiors.
But on Friday, the federal court said no dice.
Judge Kermit Lopez, writing for the unanimous panel, wrote, "Gathering information about government officials in a form that can readily be disseminated to others serves a cardinal First Amendment interest in protecting and promoting the free discussion of governmental affairs."
Which means that Glick's suit against the officers may now go forward. They could be found liable for Simon Glick's legal costs, among other damages. And while theoretically this kind of thing doesn't go on in Boston anymore, ACLU attorney Sarah Wunsch says the court's ruling has a broader significance.
It's going to be very useful in cases around the country where police officers, whether they use wiretap statutes or disorderly conduct statutes or other kinds of laws, they've been using those to arrest people who've done nothing other than what Simon Glick did, which is to hold up a cell phone and record what the police are doing.
And that's exactly what the circuit court established as a civil right enjoyed by everyone, not just those of us in the media.
Again, from the decision by Judge Lopez, changes in technology and society have made the lines between private citizen and journalist exceedingly difficult to draw. Such developments make clear why the news-gathering protections of the First Amendment cannot turn on professional credentials or status.
In other words, if you openly film a police officer and you don't get in the way or cause a problem, you are within your rights. So says the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals.
We contacted the city of Boston to see if their lawyers wanted to make any statement. They said they're reviewing the court's opinion and have not yet decided whether to file an appeal.
Well, up next, ex-cons bake sweet treats and transition back into the workforce at Haley House in Dudley Square. And our Common Health segment, the case of the $23,000 circumcision. That's all after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.